This is Radio Speaker, the number one pop kicker. With Omar Salinas, Johnny K, and the Coin Magad, Choche Calamar. During the next 10 minutes, you will listen to local news and the climate report. So let's give an applause to your host, Johnny K, the curious shape of the radio.
Good morning to everyone, and welcome to our daily news show named
Radio Speaker.
I'm here with my colleague Omar Salinas. Today, we have a lot of interesting news, for example this one.
Here we have our first news. A student at the Autonomous University of Puebla, BUAP, was killed in an attempt to assault in the capital city, sparking a protest by university authorities. According to police reports, the young Joshua Cruz, student of the Faculty of Medicine BUAP, suffered an attempt assault on July 27th, Avenue West and south of the colony Chula Vista. In that place, a person assisted the young to realize that he had injuries, but died hours later at University Hospital without being able to explain what happened. The rector of the BUAP, Alfonso Ortiz Esparza, deplored the murder and claimed that the cause of the crime are clarified and punish those responsible.
New driving rules.
As you all know, we have new rules for driving, yet the president of Puebla, Tony Gali, and the governor, Moreno Valle, are giving some time in order for us to get used to the new rules. For example, if you are caught breaking the law, you will be left with a warning. This will be standing until September the 1st. Only for 3 days, which were 29, 30 and 31 of August.
Other stuff.
And now we have our colleague José Carlos Hernández that will give us the climate. We'll go with you now. Tell us, how is the day?
Well, 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 hello and welcome. My name is José. This is Radio Speaker and I'm presenting to you The Climate, brought to you by Netflix. Okay, so kicking off this week, God has prepared a bunch of clouds and one and another lightning. If you were planning to do something outdoors, well, let me tell you, this is not your ideal week. As far as I am able to predict, all week is going to be cloudy, being 24 degrees the hottest and 12 degrees the coldest. The best place to be is at your home, with 60% of chances of raining and more than 25% of thunderstorm. Well, you better stay indoors. With all these probabilities of raining, you better not watch TV, as it will constantly be interrupted by the signal. Instead, enjoy watching Netflix. Get your 30-day trial for free. Only 99 pesos to keep your monthly membership. Enjoy watching Netflix and have a relaxing week indoors. Unless you are from Area 1 and you are so consumed by your teachers and your brain is totally drained. You're listening to Radio Speaker. Stay tuned for more interesting news.
Oh no, my DVD player's broken. Well, don't worry about that. Who are you and where did you come from? Don't ask questions now because I'm here to introduce Netflix. Netflix? That's right, Netflix. What's Netflix? It's a program where you can stream movies and TV shows. Take this tablet and try it out. Okay. Wow, I just streamed the movie that I wanted to watch. Netflix is awesome. You bet it is. Wait, can't I watch Netflix on my TV? Of course you can. You can also watch Netflix on your phone, on your computer, and your gaming console. Wow. Yep, let's see what others have to say. What do you think of Netflix?
Oh, I like it because I can stream episodes of South Park when my parents aren't home.
James?
Uh-oh.
You might want to run now. Netflix plans start at $7.99 a month. Go to Netflix.com and start your free trial today.
Thank you, listeners, for keeping tuned. Coming up next, there's a segment called What Does Politics Say? With our hosts, Omar Salinas and Johnny Kay. Listen carefully, keep an eye on the road and an ear on your speaker, because we are back with more of Friday Speaker.
Peña reaches its report to evaluate image, UPAEP. Alejandro Guillén Reyes, scientist at the Autonomous Popular University of Puebla, UPAEP, said that the president, Enrique Peña Nieto, comes to evaluate its third report on the work, but failed because the structural reforms be adopted. They are overshadowed by other factors. Alejandro Guillén said that every time he goes out on a survey on the perception of Mexicans on the figure of executive has poor results, an appreciation goes to the floor. Political scientists reiterated that reforms have been minimized. Peña Nieto deal with cases which have been internationally noted, such as Tlatlaya case, the White House, 43 missing normalists of Ayotzinapa, among others. He added that reforms have not satisfied as most Mexicans could have long-term effect. An example is energy, because it takes time for the private sector's involvement in the exploitation of oil.
Videgaray said that even though the economy of global markets go down for the rest of the presidential time, there will be no raise of IVA or new taxes won't come, nor the existent will be raised. Whoever is saying there will be IVA in food and medicines is lying, Videgaray said. Of course there won't be a raise. I tell in front of you that the president of the republic will not ask for a raise in the any tax existent. Of course, no new tax will be set. Videgaray arrived to the meeting almost an hour late and he went directly to the point. I really hope that the statements that Videgaray is saying are true, because we don't need any more taxes, any more debts or doubts in the people that are living in this country.
Here we have another news. Poblano dies after being hit in New York. A native Nopalucan Township man was killed last Saturday after being attacked in the city of New York, USA, where he lived and worked, confirmed members of the Mexican community in that place. Hugo Lopez Aron, 29 years old, was hit in the head while he was taking down chairs and tables in a truck as part of his work. The attack took place to take his wallet and cell phone. Although the attack took place on August 5, Seron Lopez was hospitalized several days until he finally lost his life on 22 this month. The Mexican consulate provided support for the transfer of the remains, so they will come to the capital this week and then be brought up Nopalucan rather than where it was originally. Seron Lopez, who met on December 22, had no family in the Bihabul and had only one daughter in their hometown. So far, there is no information on their attackers.